sad-looking Herschel Walker with his badge.
stop. Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Now, this song, I love this. It's Mr. Mountain Hop.
Great song.
You know, as a geek kid growing up, and I know it's hard to believe I was a geek kid. It's funny. I was, you know, they say there's three groups in school, geeks, jocks, and stoners, right? They're the three groups, pretty much. Is that fair generalization?
Freaks pretty much. Although in some schools, you also had goths.
Oh, yeah. I was pre-goth.
Ah.
Yeah, I know.
Predated that tradition.
My sister was a goth. Oh, my gosh. She brought a guy home one Christmas with a mohawk and eyeliner. I swear, and I my grandfather passed away in the mid-80s. Wonderful old Dutch man on my mother's side. And he came to Christmas Eve at my parents' home. Well, my parents always had everybody over for Christmas Eve. And he comes in, and at our dining room table is my sister's date with his dog collar and his eyeliner and his black mohawk. And I swear, rest his soul, I love him to death. My grandfather said, tell Pocahontas, get the hell out of my chair. I swear he did. He even got the gender wrong with the racial slur, with the ethnic slam on the guy, the kid with the mohawk. It was oh, goth. But that song, Misty Mountain Hop, right? I was a kid who read The Lord of the Rings when I was in high school, right? I mean, I would spend all night up reading. I'd go to bed with the trilogy and be up till dawn. But that song, Misty Mountain Hop, was, you know, as Lord of the Rings reference right there. Battle Evermore's Lord of the Rings song. You know, Ramble On as a Lord of the Rings song. The fact that Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were Lord of the Rings fans as well, it made for me, as a kid who read Lord of the Rings, it made it cool. I was, okay, I can still enjoy this fantasy literature and still like Led Zeppelin. I can live in both worlds. And again, music. Music bridges everything. You know, it's Christmas time, and the memories like my grandfather being completely inappropriate, both from a cultural standpoint, from a gender standpoint, from an acceptance standpoint. My grandfather was an old world kind of guy. It's tough nowadays to be inclusive. It's tough nowadays to be empathetic, inclusive, woke, if you will. You know, and I think we all should be, not, you know, you don't have to be woke if you don't want to be woke. You can hold on to the traditions and the practicalities of your past, the comfort of your past. Nothing wrong with that. But it doesn't have to be at the expense of somebody else's feelings or respect for somebody else. I think that's what woke boils down to for me. Especially at the holiday season. It's all about traditions and memories. It's about family togetherness and the spirit of doing for others before you worry about doing for yourself. I think that's what the holiday means to me.
It seems to me, and especially with the way we are on social media nowadays, it almost seems like people want there to be no repercussions for being a jerk. No repercussions for being rude or harassing people. And I can't get behind that. That's not how it should work.
No, it used to work.
It's freedom of speech, not freedom from consequences.
Right, right. And it used to work that if you ran your mouth and insulted somebody, you got popped in the nose. I'm not a proponent of violence. But it used to be, you know, being rude, being an a-hole to somebody came with consequences. Now you have this keyboard strong, you know, these keyboard warriors that can write anything they want. And I've probably been guilty of it myself from time to time. You know, you get a little fired up, you get a little high on your horse, and you start, it's easy to say something in social media. You know, a lot of you folks on social media, myself included, have been popped in the nose, and it shows, right? These are the conversations that used to take place at bars, you know, arguing with folks at the bar. And if you said something insulting and demeaning at a bar, you know, may have to pay the consequences of it. I'm not advocating for violence. I'm not. I think, you know, being able to rationally discuss something with someone is a sign of strength and intelligence. And but you're right. People can just flame anything they want to on social media and have no consequence whatsoever for what they say. That's one of the downsides of it, but, you know, there are good things, too. You can share information. You can bond with people. You can rekindle old, long-lost relationships with friends and family and classmates, whatever. Social media is a wonderful tool. But like all tools, you know, same thing you can slice open a tomato can take your finger. You got to be careful. Got to use it responsibly, right? I was hoping to talk about this story today about Christmas tree prices. Are you a fan of the artificial tree? Or are you a fan of a natural tree?
I am personally a fan of the natural.
I am too. Nothing like the smell of a Christmas tree. I heard a study of the top 5 cents of Christmas. You know, the smells that make you think of Christmas. And they're, I believe, I don't remember the exact order of it, but they're, you know, mint, peppermint is a smell that reminds folks of Christmas. Hot cocoa is a smell that reminds folks of Christmas. Cookies, the baking of cookies, a smell that reminds people of Christmas. But the number one smell was the pine, the Christmas tree is the smell, and it, as it should be, the smell that reminds folks of Christmas. And we always had Christmas trees when I was growing up. It was very much like the scene from A Christmas Story, where you drive to the lot and the old man has to haggle, right? What's the line? My old man was an Arab trader. You know, I mean, that's another story probably couldn't get made today, A Christmas Story. So much inappropriate in that movie. My mom and dad would take us out, my older brother, myself, my younger brother and sister. The four of us would pile into the old DeSoto. It wasn't a DeSoto. We're not that old, but we'd pile into the car and go Christmas tree shopping. And I guess it's my mom that instilled this in us, but until she saw a tree that made her cry, we would go from lot to lot to lot until we found the Christmas tree that made my mom cry. Right? That's how we knew it was time. That was the one. That was the tree. You know, we'd tie it to the top of the car and take it home and, you know, leave it outside for a day, let any living critter inside run away from it, crawl out of it. And then bring it inside. Let it fall, I guess is what you're doing. You let the branches kind of settle a little bit. Then you bring it inside and put it in the stand, decorate it, yada, yada. I know I told you the story before, Matt. I may have shared it with the city. I'll share it again briefly. I almost killed my wife with a Christmas tree about 16 years ago. I know this because we had gone away for the holidays. We spent the holidays in Florida where my younger sister was getting married. Over the Christmas, the Christmas break, between Christmas and New Year's, so we didn't celebrate at home. Ended up spending Christmas at Disney, by the way, that year, which was magic and a nightmare at the same time. Christmas is the busiest day of the year at Walt Disney. I would never have guessed that, but Christmas Day is traditionally every year without fail the busiest day of the year at Disneyland, Disney World. Christmas Day. Everybody wants to be at Disney for Christmas. And they do an amazing job. Disney at Christmas is not to be missed. Everybody should see it once and then never, ever go back and do it again because it was so crowded you couldn't even move. So crowded they closed off the park. That year we didn't decorate the house for Christmas. We were away. And I missed that Christmas tree smell. I missed finding the perfect tree. Tradition handed down from my folks, from my mom. And so the year we came back after my sister's wedding and we were going to decorate the house with a live tree again, I overcompensated for not having a tree the year before, went out and found literally a 16-foot tree, right under the Griswolds. I mean, this thing hung over the front and off the back of our minivan. It looked like something out of Whoville. I put this tree up in our living room, and it was a monster. The trunk was about 14 inches across. I mean, we had to build a stand out of 2x4s and inch-thick construction plywood as a base. Just to hold this tree up. No stand made by man could hold this tree. It was impossible. I have cathedral ceilings in our home. And this tree went up and scraped across the roof, leaving a big green streak along the roof where it settled. And then I had to cut maybe a foot off the bottom of the trunk and put the tree back up again. And this tree was so big and so beautiful and so fresh that the pine scent emitting from this tree almost killed my wife. It literally, her allergies kicked in, and it was so powerful, my wife's eyes closed up and watered. She could barely breathe. For a week and a half, my wife hid from this tree. This tree was in our living room, and my wife couldn't enter the top half of the house. She literally had to live in the basement for a week. We got a nice basement, don't get me wrong. It's furnished. There's a fireplace down there. There's a club room. It's not like she was down there chained to the wall like Sloth in the Goonies. Wasn't like that. But I almost killed my wife with a real Christmas tree. And from that year on, we've had an artificial tree. I mean, Christmas night, December 25th, my wife handed me a limb saw and said, get that thing out of the house. I had to hack the branches off this Christmas tree, take the decorations, lights down, hack the limbs off, and get it out of the house that day. Next day, my wife went out and bought on clearance. Day after Christmas is a great day to buy an artificial tree, by the way. We bought an artificial tree. We've had one every year since, the same tree. A monster of an artificial tree. But I miss that pine scent. And the story is, this year, inflation is hitting the live tree market. Whatever you paid last year for your tree, and trees can vary in price from, depending on what style of tree you like, Douglas fir, noble fir, whatever, and size, anywhere from $75 to $100 up to $300 for an 8-foot tree. And you'd think that we, being in the Northwest, being an evergreen country, we're the evergreen state, for God's sake, things would be a little easier for us. It's not like gas where you have to pump it across the country to get it here, and we pay more for our gas here than do in other parts of the country. You think we'd be the cheap Christmas tree capital of the world, but we're not. Trees are up 25% from last year. But some folks, you got to have a live tree. You just got to have, damn the price, right? You got to have a live tree. That's what Christmas is. If you go shopping for artificial trees this year, I was kind of looking around I've been hitting various little stores, whether it be the Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever, for home repair stuff, home maintenance stuff. They've got huge Christmas sections. And there's numerous ads online for artificial trees. The artificial tree market has exploded too. They've gotten more expensive as well. Christmas can be a tough time of year for a budget. Everybody's talking about making their Christmas list smaller this year, giving more meaningful, less extravagant gifts this year. Those are all great, great ideas. Christmas shouldn't be so stressful and overwhelming that you go broke. Folks who have to put Christmas on a credit card, I feel for you. Hell, folks are putting groceries on credit cards. Our credit card debt is skyrocketing. And with all the interest rates rising, the Fed chair has been rising the interest rate, trying to keep inflation down. Problem is that most credit cards are tied to the interest rate that the Fed keeps putting out. So every time they raise the interest rate, your credit card rates go up. Most credit cards now are running 24 to 32% interest on credit cards. I don't know how people do it. You never get out from under it. It's like being owing money to a bookie or worse. Credit card companies can ruin you worse than a bookie can. At least your knee will heal. Your credit gets destroyed, you're done forever. So I know this is a cheery holiday story. We've got a couple twisted tunes about Christmas trees, Matt. We should try to find one of those, play it in the next break if we can. If you are a fan of the artificial tree, let me know how much you paid for it. Text us or how long you've had it. Are you going to, I had to change or replace all the lights. We had one of those trees that were pre-lit, came with all the bulbs on it already. And it got to the point where over the so many years of putting this tree up every year, the bulbs would go bad in this section or that section. And I'd put it up, plug it in, and have to supplement it with like patch lights. I'd have to string up another whole set of lights that match the original tree. So it's all got this nice golden glow, except for this one bright white section where I put in different lights. It was a nightmare. But cheaper than buying a whole new tree, because the tree we bought 16 years ago, now it's ridiculous how much this tree costs for an artificial tree. And how about the folks who don't, I don't know if anybody doesn't decorate at all for Christmas. The year we didn't decorate just wasn't the same. I didn't feel like Christmas ever. I don't know if I've told you before that this year we're kind of going to go easy. Because it's the first year since my father-in-law passed. So my wife lost her dad. So I'm being respectful. Christmas won't throw up on my house like it usually does. I've been modestly kind of, doing a little Christmas here, a little Christmas there at home. I inflict all you nice people with my Christmas needs. I do it here at work with Matt. Not at home, out of respect for my wife and first Christmas without her dad. Where's the best deal in town for trees? Maybe if you've got a place that's got a great deal, we share it with the audience. Boy, some texters said, you know, hope interest rates don't hit 50% on credit cards. Boy, I hope not. You know, the interest in credit cards is debilitating. Inflation is debilitating, but inflation is global. Inflation is post-pandemic global inflation. And as supply chain issues correct themselves, it'll start to ebb. I believe it will. Hopefully, I think the worst is behind us. I don't know. I'm no expert, of course. That's clearly to all of you. Yep, the increase in prices on real trees and the fake tree market have both been hit this year. But you can't have Christmas without a tree. At least I don't think you can. It's Cairo Nights. I'm Spike O'Neill. We'll play some Christmas music when we come back, some twisted tunes, and some regular Christmas music, too. Matt Butler's on the board. We hope you're going to hang with us. Be right back after these. Thousand ways to carve a turkey in there, man.
The great Run DMC.
Oh. A texter says, why don't we get some experts on when we talk about these issues? Really? An expert on Christmas trees? I mean,
there's some compelling radio for you.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's nice when we have informed opinions. We do on this show. What's that?
That's our job. We have informed opinions. Well, why do I need other people to do my job?
That's what I'm trying to say. The story that we quoted, which is on MyNorthWest.com, written by Mickey Gomez, quotes many sources. I didn't read them all to the listener who wanted, you know, informed debate and expert testimony, I guess. Christmas tree prices have gone up 10% across the country or more. That's according to the National Christmas Tree Association. Yes, there's a National Christmas Tree Association. The price of an 8-foot Christmas tree will cost upwards of $300 or more in Seattle and surrounding areas. CBS News brought that fact to us. A Christmas tree purchased 2 weeks ago, a 5-foot Douglas fir, cost $100. Last year, that same tree cost $75. That expert was Mickey Gomez. She's not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. You can get better prices. Go to a big box store like the Home Depot or Fred Meyer or any of the other big box stores. Lowe's is fine. We mentioned that in the story as well. If you go to a Christmas atmosphere, Christmas tree lot, one sponsored maybe by a Boys or Girls Club or a scouting group or a church, those folks, that's a fundraising effort. You're going to pay more. You're going to get that Christmas vibe, the kind that makes my mom cry. Mention that in the story as well. You know, some folks just, you know, and I respect that you just want to be heard. I'm happy to listen to you.
Would that be H-E-R-D?
Sometimes.
Asking for a friend.
Sometimes. A texter did point out, my sister has 5 trees in her house. Absolutely loves Christmas. Ed, I feel you, man. My sister down in Florida, of all places, hard to feel Christmassy in Florida. Up here, at least we get some snow every once in a while. There's still snow on the ground from last week's storm in my neighborhood. My sister has a tree, and she is the living embodiment of my mother's love for Christmas. My sister, when my mom passed away, my sister asked for, and we happily let her take all my mom's Christmas decorations. And my sister spends great effort to try to recreate the kind of Christmas tree my mom would create. My mom was a frustrated artist. A little bit of talent, could paint, had a great eye for decoration. My mom used to make Christmas trees that were had colored theme, you know, had ribbons wrapping around them like a snowstorm used to do in the Frosty the Snowman movie or the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie. I mean, my mom's trees were a work of art. My sister has carried on that tradition for our family. One texter pointed out the fiber optic trees look nice. Remember those, the silver ones with the light below it? My grandparents had a tree, Matt, and I've seen one of these. I've seen one of these, like online, advertised online. It would snow on itself. The tree had literally a collective basin beneath it, much like a tree skirt, but imagine it like a bowl, about a foot and a half tall at the edges, shallow in the middle, with kind of a bowl shape. And inside the stalk of this artificial tree was a blower motor. This was in the late 60s, early 70s. We're talking tacky, right? This tree had little pellets of snow like you would find inside a beanbag chair, but a little finer. The tree would suck up the constant flow of these little white snowflakes, these little tiny balls of styrofoam, bring them up the trunk of the tree, which was a hollow vacuum with a motor on it, and then rain out of the angel's skirt, cascading snowfall down over the tree all night long. Now that was some early 70s Christmas. Texter said they used to put candles on real trees. That's a German tradition. Prior to lights.
And then for an added tradition, you get to put out the fire.
Right.
As a family.
You get to move every January. It's a great tradition. And you know, you get to find a new place to live. No, but seriously, my stepdad was a German and raised up, you know, born and raised in Regensburg outside of Munich, Germany. My stepdad immigrated to this country when he was a young boy. His mom was a widow, and his stepdad was a U.S. Army guy. Met his bride with a young son and daughter in Germany and brought them to America. And, you know, my folks were divorced, and I was raised by a stepdad as well. And the tradition kind of rolls along because when I met my bride, she had a young child from her first marriage, and I became a stepdad too. That tradition rolls on. But my stepdad's family, very, very German, the Eichelbergers, very German, had very German Christmases. And I can remember when I was very little, the real tree, my mom's family had this artificial tree that sucked fake snow up from the trunk of the green metallic trunk of this fake tree and rains fake snow pellets down out of an angel's skirt and all along the tree, cascading, catching in the basin and recycling the whole snow process all night long. And at my stepdad's, you know, his parents' house, they had a real tree with candles on it. I mean, it's Christmas traditions are special to each of us. My house right now is the only house in my neighborhood not decorated on the outside. And again, I'm trying to be respectful for my wife, who's having a hard time because it's, you know, it's her first Christmas without her dad. And she's agreed that I can do a little decoration. We can't, you know, not have a Christmas at the house. She knows how important it is to me. And that's a real, you know, testament to love. When she knows how much Christmas means to me and says it's going to hurt, but go ahead. And I know how much losing her dad meant to her and to me, but I know how hard Christmas is going to be without her dad. So we both make, it's our own little gift of the Magi, right? She's making concessions for me. I'm making concessions for her. I'm going to sell my pocket watch to buy a comb for her hair. She's going to cut off her hair to buy a chain for my pocket watch. And we're both screwed on Christmas morning. That's a great story. The gift of the Magi. I think that's Eugene O'Neill, too, by the way. Famous writer Eugene O'Neill, who wrote that. And I know we're not talking about the issues that that shape our world, like some folks want us to talk about. That's okay. We can give that to you, too. We try, every time we try to dabble in the stories of the day, people get so entrenched in their point of view and so combative and argumentative. Sometimes it even resorts to name-calling, which we will not take. We can discuss and we can have conversations, but we're going to be civil about it. Oh, and a good our program director too. Hey, man, that's great. I would like to point out to the texter right there that there are lots of choices for you. Enjoy. Merry Christmas, my friend.
And bless your heart.
Bless your heart, yeah. It's okay, man. Hey, you know what? I don't want to be everybody's cup of tea. I don't want to. I'll talk about the stuff that matters to me. Play the songs we want to play.
Playing what we want.
Kyra Knights. Good times, everybody. Merry Christmas. Matt, my friend. I'm Spike O'Neill. That's Matt Butler. And believe it or not, we will be back after these, regardless of what you think.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Welcome back to Kyra Knights, folks. What we ought to remember this time of year is that it's about others, not ourselves. I want to point you toward MyNorthWest.com and the Kyra Holiday Magic. Kyra News Radio and Treehouse partnering again this year for Holiday Magic. And this is the first year we've got our Holiday Magic auction. Someone texted in, can you bring beer on the boat if you are the winning bidder on the Dory Monson, Tom Nelson fishing expedition? I'm not the guy to ask, but I can't imagine a fishing boat without some kind of refreshment aboard. I don't think it's, I don't know what the fishing bylaws are in this state, but I think that was pretty damn important. There are 13 different packages available for your bid at the first ever Holiday Magic Auction 2022, including the Kyra Knights, the pizza party catered by Zeke's Pizza here at Kyra Knights. And they moved this off the second page, by the way, that greasy wheel, squeaky wheel gets the grease mentality. Greasy wheel gets the squeak, I guess is the way that's usually phrased.
Wow, Spike, as of 16 minutes ago, we are at $300.
I know, that's right.
That's awesome.
We are still the lowest item, by the way, but that's okay. We're at night. We're night guys. That's what we do. We come up, we sneak up on you from behind. Well, that doesn't sound good at all, did it? Anyway, there are incredible packages available for you to bid on in the first ever Holiday Magic auction. But Holiday Magic does, you don't need to be the winning bidder of an auction item to make a difference in a foster kid's life. Treehouse is an amazing organization that works year-round to make the lives of foster kids better. You know, at any point in time, there are 8,000 foster kids in the state of Washington. And Treehouse works nonstop to make their lives just a little more normal, to be like every other kid, to be able to feel like you've got a place that you go home to every night, and you go to school the next day and you don't feel different. Treehouse helps that. Treehouse focuses on making sure kids graduate, kids in foster care. Most foster care kids live in multiple homes during the course of their education. They change foster homes. They change schools. The Treehouse store lets kids go in three times a year and select clothing or luggage, room furnishings to make their new place, their new foster home, feel like their place. And we can't do that without your help. You can make a one-time donation right now. Go to MyNorthWest.com, click on the Holiday Magic icon, and you can make a donation right now. You can make an annual donation that goes on every year, maybe once a month, whatever you can afford. Every little bit helps. It's an amazing cause. It's well worth your effort and our time to let you know about it. We appreciate you guys taking part. Did you find that? Let's play that tune we made about Christmas trees, if you would, Matt. A little twisted tune for Christmas. For you. Thank you.
Shopping around for a Christmas tree at the grocery parking lot. Everything over 4'3" is about $100 a pop. Schlepping around for a Christmas tree, and I still haven't found a thing. In a trailer I met some drunken guy, and we did some haggling. People get that ornamental feeling every year, savvy shopping around for Christmas trees. What a crappy holiday. Today they smell so fresh and green, they'll be dead on Christmas Day. Christmas tree in the true old-fashioned way. Topping it up with a spotted owl and make hay. Steve, get away.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt.
You know this radio thing works better if you turn your mic on.
Shut up. Somebody wanted to know about the Zeke's Pizza party here at Cairo Nights. One of the auction items up for bid. Zeke's Pizza is going to donate a couple of pies of your choosing. You get to bring a friend in. There's a big salad as well. By the way, Zeke's is fantastic pizza. There's so many choices on the menu. My personal favorite is the Buffalo Soldier, but I know Matt likes that one as well. But Zeke's will provide two pies that you, the winning bidder, gets to choose. Your favorite. Some sodas, some libations, and a salad. Personally, I'm going to make sure there's a lot more food than that here. We're going to order a few pies ourselves, Matt, you and I. Going to try a little bit of everything. I want folks to experience the entire Zeke's Pizza. But you get to sit in and watch the show. And you want to say hi on the radio? Absolutely. Absolutely. A question about the show, how we put it together? Stories that are near and dear to you? We'd love to talk about it. Absolutely. All of our auction items this year, all of our shows have made the ability to sit in on that show, an auction item available for you to bid on. Whether it's Cairo Morning News with Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien, whether it's G and Ursula, Dory Ross, excuse me.
That would be an interesting company.
I know. if you didn't catch, by the way, election night coverage with Dave Ross and Dory Monson debating here on Cairo News Radio, you can go back and listen to that on the podcast at mynorthwest.com. It is some of the greatest radio ever done, and it would behoove you to go back and listen to these two guys who are fully entrenched in their points of view discuss and debate the issues of our times. It is really two professional radio broadcasters, two Hall of Fame radio broadcasters, going at it with respect, disagreeing with civility. It's amazing. You can bid to be on a fishing boat with Dory and Tom Nelson. And is there beer on the boat? Again, I don't know. I can't imagine a boat without one. I'm just saying. A late night Cairo Night show without beer? I can't imagine it. I'm not promising anything, but I know where the cooler is out in the lobby there. I'm just saying, I could point you in the right direction. That's the kind of guy I am. It's Cairo Nights with Spike O'Neill, Matt Butler. We'll be right back after these.